This is David Flint for CanDo. Industry super funds are the new rivers of gold for the union bosses. The question must be, why won't the government insist they be properly run? If they go bust, it'll be the workers who'll lose. Julia Gillard and Bill Shorten won't lose a cent. And this is a Labour government. Employers will soon be paying 12% of wages into superannuation. By 2025, industry funds are expected to control assets of $1.5 trillion. And despite a massive fall in membership, there are now twice as many union bosses here as in 1975. Five times as many as in Britain. And they're well rewarded, as we know. They can look forward to being lifetime beneficiaries of that well-known rort, Jobs for the Boys. You name it. Jobs on government boards, commissions, seats in Parliament, generous taxpayer-funded superannuation, which their political friends, the party machines and the factions will ensure they get. In the meantime, we've seen complaints that union funds are being diverted to pay for such things as holidays, private school fees, and even for prostitutes. There are claims that contracts have been awarded in return for massive secret commissions. As Geoffrey Babb says in Newsweekly, most workers don't understand that unlike public servants and politicians, their super is just not guaranteed. If they're unlucky enough to be in an industry fund that goes bust, they will lose their retirement savings. He says one of the best performing super funds almost collapsed following the global financial crisis. The problem is the union bosses are being supported by their mates in the Gillard government. A Labour government is actually refusing to accept standards that apply to everyone else in the financial sector. And why has Minister Bill Shorten rejected a proposal that one-third of trustees on these funds be independent? Is he just looking after his union mates? In America, this scandal would be before a grand jury. In Britain, a royal commission. In Australia, all we got was Fair Work Australia, and they took years to produce a dud report. Well, stop the union bosses' rorts. Sign the petition on our site, cando.org.au. Join us in demanding a convention to change the constitution to make the politicians accountable on every day, in every week, of every month, and in every year. Just as you are in your jobs. Why should they be accountable only every 3 or 4 years? This is David Flint for CanDo.